Hi there. Hi, over here. Hey, brown eyes, you.
Yes, you.
Hi. Watch out for that cart, okay? Is this your first time at this rideshare? Nah, it is, isn't it? You got that look about you. Do they give you all the same suit when you graduate now? The ties just keep getting worse, that's for sure. Holy fuck, you are brand new, aren't you? Okay, just stick with me, pretty boy. Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude, but this place will eat you alive and then suck the marrow from your bones if you're not paying attention. So, don't look down and get where you need to be as fast as you can. Nope, over here. Get in the back seat. I don't need you to get the door for me. Just throw your bags in the trunk and get in the car. And tip the driver. In cash. Always tip the driver. You're going downtown, right? Hold on, don't tell me. Sylvan and Farah, right? God damn it, I'm good. They're scooping you college graduates up from the gate, aren't they? What fraternity were you in? Just don't try to pretend like you weren't in a frat. I can smell it on those tan yet soft biceps. You wear it like a poorly inked tattoo. Have I been wrong so far? Okay, so tell me what frat you were in. Oh! Yeah, I remember that chapter. Well, little secret, I used to be in Delta Tri Sigma, but, and here's the thing, that was a long time ago. It was fun, and I met my sisters for life, but since I'm single-handedly going to make sure you get to your brand new job on time this morning, I'll give you some free advice. Leave your fraternity bullshit behind and find something new to obsess over. Trust me, pretty boy. Your life will be so much better once you leave that behind. Yes, that's it. That's the advice. See? That didn't hurt much, did it? And it didn't cost you a single dollar. Right? And neither will this handjob I'm gonna give you, pretty boy. Aw, that's my favorite part. The frozen look in your brown eyes. I guess I have your attention now, don't I? Good. Because I love flustering doe-eyed graduates like you. Oh boy, you're turning red already. I haven't even told you what's about to happen. Watching your cock twitch in your big boy pants is fun for me to watch, though. Did you mean for that to happen? There's no way to hide that now. You better get used to maneuvering a hard-on in those suits. But, pretty boy, let me ask you again. Did you mean to get hard just now? Did you mean no, ma'am? Good boy. You're a fast learner. Did you mean to show me your pretty cock bulge? It's okay. You can look at me and admit it. I like that in a willing participant. Are you a willing participant, my good boy? Yes, what? Say, yes, ma'am, I am a willing participant. I give you my consent to touch my cock. I can say it slower this time if you need me to. Good boy. I can see you're smart, too. Do you like calling me ma'am? Or would you like to try a new name out? You're gonna be good boy, and how about I'll be your mistress just for this car ride? Go ahead and try it out, my good boy. Just say, yes, mistress, touch my cock, please. Oh, that sounded golden coming out of your mouth. I'm so proud of you. You take direction very well. And it makes your cock hard when I give my good boy praise. Oh, I see a good boy. Your cock listens so well to me. Oh, I'm so thrilled about that. Knowing your cock is listening is half the battle, but what about you? Are you ready and willing to listen to Mistress? And do exactly as she says? Then you should say that. Say what you mean what you say, good boy. Yes, mistress, what? That sounded really hot coming from your mouth. You're such a cute little puppy. I'll make sure to give you some extra praise today. I can see you like that. That sounded really hot coming from your mouth. You're such a cute little puppy. I'll make sure to give you some extra praise today. I can see you like that. Flustered already? I didn't think it would be this easy, but... Can you do something, my good boy? Can you empty your head? Empty your brain? and I'll empty your balls for you. Adorable, sweet boy. But remember to say yes, mistress. Good boy. I've got some things in my purse I need to get out. Don't be scared. I promise I won't hurt you. I promise I just want to jerk your lovely cock off and help you relax a bit. You're so twitchy. Trust me. You definitely need to calm down before you make a fool of yourself on your first big day at the office. They will eat you alive if they smell fear on you. Now, if you smell my pussy on you, you might be okay. I just said your new pants are very nice. You left the tag on them, by the way. No, the other side. There you go. Good boy, cutie. I promise. You'll be light as a feather after I empty your balls, and I'll do it just in time before you show up for work. You can't just walk into that type of firm with a cock that hard. Well, I mean, you can, but why would you when Mistress can take care of that for you so easily? I believe the words you're looking for are yes, Mistress? Good boy. Now don't look at the drivers, okay? They don't mind. Besides, you're going to tip them very well when all of this is over, in cash. And we're not going to leave any kind of a mess either, are we, my good boy? Huh, because that's rude. Remember, good boy, always clean up after yourself, and always tip the people who work in the service industry. They deserve it, especially sex workers, okay? Let me hear you say it. Good boy, I hope you mean it. Oh, there they are. Put your hands on the seat in front of you. Good boy. No, Mistress doesn't joke about this. Oh, you're worried, I see. Worried that they're too hard for your soft, delicate college skin? Well, you can only see they're soft by the pretty pink fluff on the inside. Pink for a good boy like you. Besides, I'm only going to cuff you to the headrest. I can't have you touching your cock while I'm trying to milk it. Oh, now you're eager to please. That's all it took. Good boy. This is going to be fun. You're going to be Mistress's morning man slut. I haven't even had my coffee yet, but I'm about to have you for breakfast. Now that your hands are occupied, how about Mistress slowly takes your cock out? Would you like that? Remember, yes, Mistress. Don't worry about the driver, cutie. This is how things work in the city. No one cares as long as you clean up after yourself. You're so cute. Did you go to college in Iowa? Or Indiana? You know what? Never mind. I don't fucking care. I want to touch your cock. Oh, my favorite kind of graduate. One who doesn't wear underwear. So silly these days, am I right? Oh, I'm glad we agree on something. Now lift up and show me your cute cock. Good boy. Oh, thank you so much. What a lovely cock. I love that it's already hard for me. It is for me, right? Good boy, you're learning very fast. I like that. And you're starting to drip pre-cum already. Are you getting excited thinking about how good my hands will feel cupping your balls? I bet. Are you thinking about if I'm any good at getting all that cum out of your cock? Yes, what? Good boy. Push your cock out, please. Push it up so I can pull your pants down just a little. There you go. Look at your pretty cock leaking pre-cum for me. Oh, so sticky. Is that for me, cutie? That was a trick question. Of course it's for me. Tastes just as sweet and fresh as your resume. College graduate pre-cum really is the best. Do you mind if I have some more? Good boy, now you're learning. I might keep you on rotation if you keep this up. But I suppose we better get started. If I'm going to make you come before you show up to work, I'm going to get some of my pussy juice and use this lube on your dick. Then I'm going to milk your cock. Oh, sweetie, of course I'm wet. I woke up this morning wet. You just happened to be the first cute cock in my path. Well, you're going to be very happy about that. Oh, see, I'm not wearing any underwear either, good boy. I never do. I like bending over and showing my ass in these black skirts at the office. I know. The attire is a little boring, but black is our preferred professional attire at... Oh, there it is. Mm. Fuck, don't you just love touching yourself in the morning? Oh, seeing how what you can make yourself. Oh. Mm. Fuck, and isn't it fun getting off on the way to work? Mm. I figured it was your first time, but there's a first time for everything, isn't there? Okay. Mm. See how my pussy juice makes such good lube for your cock? Especially when I mix it in with that pre-cum of yours. Take a minute and listen to us, good boy. Don't we sound good? Let me rub the head of your cock with my thumb. Back and forth, slowly. I know it feels good, little boy. It's supposed to. Oh, you're twitching still. Maybe I need to hold the head of your dick even tighter. It's just so thick between my fingers. I love choking the head with them. Oh, oh no. Oh. Fuck, got it. We almost made a mess in the car. Goodness, you are full of pre-cum this morning. You're spilling over and out of my hand. It's like licking melted ice cream off my fingers. Or cake frosting. Either way, I like both. But we need to make sure you're not going to make any more of a mess. You're full of all kinds of cum, good boy. Let's see. I think I have something else in my purse for this. Let's see. Oh, I haven't done this in a while. There they are. So, good boy, have you ever been jerked off into a pair of looped up black nylon pantyhose before? Oh, I think you'll like it, and I haven't been wrong yet, have I? See how I put my hand in the legs of the hose? Now I'm gonna slide it down your cock, and when I make you come, you'll just come into my silky black pantyhose. Then I'll just put them back in my purse. I mean, as long as you're okay with me keeping a load of your cum in my pantyhose that I carry around. That's not too slutty for my good boy, is it? Are you sure? Is it too slutty that I'm gonna lube your cock up and make you cum into them? Into my pantyhose? Are you sure? Good. Then we better get started. Ah. See, I told you you'd like it. It's not like anything you've ever felt before, is it? Oh, your mouth is frozen. Where'd your eyes go, good boy? Over here, look at me. Tell me how good it feels. Oh, that's okay. You can just enjoy it speechless. You mean to tell me that all that time in high school and college, no sweet, innocent cheerleader or drama club pal ever jerked you off into their pantyhose? No? Maybe that was just a trick we used at our sorority mixers. Oh, really? You want to hear about it while I jerk you off? Okay, but only because you're so good about using the right honorific with me. I have to say, you are a good boy. Well, I'm not sure who started, but it was a tradition at our sorority. Kind of a fun little competition we took part in. The first weekend of our first mixer on campus with the other sororities and fraternities, we would hand out black pantyhose to all our new members and make them wear them all night. It was their job to go out and collect as much cum as possible from as many new fraternity members as they could. Easy, good boy. I'm not ready for you to cum just yet. I know, it feels good. Just hold on for me and I promise you can empty your balls very soon. We weighed and tagged each pair of pantyhose and told them we would weigh them at the end of the night, and whoever collected the most cum and had the heaviest, wettest pair of pantyhose won. I know, right? It's really fucking dirty, isn't it? Oh god, I can't believe we did such filthy things. We made the girls wear all black so the cum would show up on them if they spilled it. Good boy, we're almost ready for that big load, okay? We didn't tell them how to use the pantyhose, but they figured it out and got very creative with lube and knots and ways to get every drop out. And of course, we always remember to cup the balls. Oh, that's nice and warm under your balls, isn't it? My hands were made to cup balls, and I'm pretty good at jerking cocks off too, if I may say so. Aw, thank you, good boy. But I already know I'm really good at getting come out. Wanna know how I know? Come for me and I'll tell you. It's okay. Just close your eyes. I know your arms must be getting tired, but we're close to your office. Not far away at all now. Are you ready for your big day? Good boy. Do my wet pantyhose feel like my tongue sliding around your cock? They do, don't they? Wet and warm. Is that what you're thinking about? Lick your lips if that's what you're thinking about. I knew it. Are you ready, good boy? Let's have a countdown. You're gonna come for me in the next 5 seconds, okay? Count them down in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good boy. Keep squirting it out. Oh, keep going. Don't hold back. Come on. Yeah, that's it. Just a little more for me, honey. Oh, give it all to me. Put your load in my pantyhose. Good boy. Just a little more. Okay, I'm stopping. Guess what? I won the contest for most cum collected the first night at our mixer. I know, right? The pantyhose I turned in at the end of the night were so soaking wet and heavy with cum, they gave me the trophy on the spot. You're welcome, good boy. Let me milk every last drop out of it. You just keep coming in my pretty pantyhose, okay? Every bit. See? I told you I was good. And you're good, too. You came just when I told you to. That's right. And no mess. You got any more for mistress? You know I want all of it. Okay. What a nice heavy load. I love that so much. I'm gonna treasure this and keep it in my purse all day. I love walking around with a messy, cum-soaked pantyhose. And guess what? Here we are, Sullivan and Farah. Let me just unlock your handcuffs here. And I'll hang on to these pantyhose. You go ahead and button back up. Thank you for your pretty white cum, good boy. Don't you feel so much better after giving it to me? Good. I'm glad. Mistress loves to make her good boy feel happy and relaxed. Have a good first day of work, okay? Oh, no, grab your bags and don't worry. I'll tip the drivers. This one is on me. I really think you're gonna like it at Sullivan and Farah. Oh, there's that look again. Always so surprised to see me. That's so cute. You just figured it out, huh? Why do you think we were headed to the same place? Well, welcome to Sullivan and Farah. I'm pretty sure I'll be your new hire buddy today. Should we discuss lunch plans, good boy? I'm gonna want some more of your cum really soon. I think you meant yes, mistress.